This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Thursday plans to offer a temporary, quote, safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents. A senior member of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration told Reuters, allowing them to extend their stay in the country in response to Beijing's crackdown on democracy in the Chinese territory. President Biden is expected to sign an order directing the state and Homeland Security departments to grant Hong Kong residents in the United States an 18-month so-called deferral of removal, according to the official. Most Hong Kong residents in the United States are expected to be eligible, but there will be some legal conditions, the person says, calling it a temporary safe haven. The measure is the latest in a series of actions Biden has taken to address what his White House says is the erosion of rule of law in the former British colony, which returned to Beijing's control in 1997. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as the surge in cases strained hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Japan had avoided the explosive outbreak seen elsewhere, but infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday newly reported daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo Metropolitan Government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors to the capital warned the figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday also asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There was chaos and confusion at several COVID-19 vaccination sites in Manila on Thursday as thousands showed up hoping to receive a shot before the Philippines capital heads back to lockdown for 2 weeks. In the urban sprawl of 16 cities home to 13 million people, movement restrictions are being reimposed across Greater Manila from midnight on Thursday to try to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. Photos on social media show people fighting with each other to be the first in line at vaccination centers, causing police intervention to enforce social distancing rules. With around 1.6 million COVID-19 cases and more than 28,000 deaths, the Philippines has the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Southeast Asia after Indonesia. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France will offer COVID booster shots to the elderly and vulnerable from September, joining a growing list of countries offering third vaccine shots to fight new virus variants. Macron says booster shots will be available beginning in September. Last month, he had already revealed plans for a booster campaign, saying it would target those who have been the first to get a jab earlier this year, mostly people over 80 or with serious health conditions. Third vaccine shots are already available to people with weakened immune systems. Macron's statement comes a day after the World Health Organization called on all nations to halt booster shots until at least the end of September to help ease the inequity in vaccine distribution between rich and poor nations. Israel has already begun administering booster shots to over 60s, and Germany said last week it too would start offering them in September. Israeli jets struck what its military said were rocket launch sites in Lebanon early Thursday in response to two rockets fired towards Israel from Lebanese territory a day earlier, an escalation of cross-border hostilities amid heightened tensions with Iran. The rockets launched from Lebanon on Wednesday struck open areas in northern Israel, causing brush fires along the hilly frontier. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli military says it responded with several rounds of artillery fire on Wednesday before launching airstrikes early on Thursday. Lebanon's president says Israel's overnight airstrikes were the first since 2006 and showed an escalation in its, quote, aggressive intent towards his country. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Again, find us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.